It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi everybody, thanks for joining me. It's Rella B with another episode of Reading with Rella B. And on today's episode, we're going to be going through our stretching series to get our brains and our bodies ready for some imagination, thinking, and creativity. And then we're going to be going through our little guess what segment, where we're going to go through and figure out what Rella B is trying to describe. And then we're going to go into a book reading, and today's book reading is actually a book that I wrote myself. I'm so excited to share it with you, and I cannot wait. I hope that you guys all like it. After we read the story, we're going to be going through an interactive activity, just some brainstorming, and then asking a question of the day and closing out. So if you're ready to join me, let's go ahead and get into it. If you're sitting down or somewhere where your space is limited, definitely make sure that you're being cognizant. And cognizant means just aware. Make sure that you're being aware of who and what is around you so that you don't hurt yourself and you don't hurt anybody else. All right, let's get started. We're going to start from our fingertips today. So let's wiggle our fingertips. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Warm up those hands. We can start to roll our wrists. Roll those wrists. And then flap your wings. Flap your elbows. As if you were chicken. And then roll your shoulders. Roll them back. Roll them forward. Get some movement in there. You can put one shoulder up and one shoulder down. And then switch. And put your shoulders up and down, up and down, up and down. And then we're gonna roll our necks around, roll them around, put your neck down, put your head down, put your neck up, and put your head up. And then we're gonna go ahead and start working down with a body roll. We're gonna try to move our chest in a circle, and then move our belly in a circle, and then go down to our feet. And we can just wiggle our legs a little bit as if you were running. Run, 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 run. But if you're sitting down, you can still move them as if you were running, but just sitting down. And then let's just do little kicks with our feet, little kicks. If you're in a car, don't kick anybody's seat in front of you, or if you're in a plane, but just wiggle your feet. And then we're gonna roll our ankles. And we're gonna end off wiggling our toes. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Woo. Now that we are ready from our stretching series, we're going to go ahead and go into guess what. I am going to give you three hints. And then after the three hints, I'm going to give you about 10 seconds to guess what I'm describing. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Hint number one. I'm a watery escape on sunny days where you can cool off and have a splash. You already know what I am? Or do you need hint number two? Hint number two is, you'll find swimsuits, sunblock, and relaxation by my side. Any closer to what you think it is? Hint number three, kids play, adults relax, and sometimes races take place in my waters. What am I? You have 5 more seconds. Did you guess a pool? If you guessed a pool, you're correct. My three hints were hinting that it was a pool. If you guessed correctly, good job. I'm excited to go ahead and move on. The reason that we had a pool as our guess what segment is because we're going to be reading a story today about a little rhombus and how she has a friend with a pool, and she doesn't have a pool and she would like one very much. But in the book, she actually learns that she should be thankful for what she has. So let's go ahead and start our book. The This book is called If Shapes Could Talk, written by Rella B and illustrated by Winnie S. My mom is a triangle. My dad is a square. I am a rhombus, and we all live over there. Our house is a big dome, and it holds the things we own. We have knickknacks and doodads and a garden that we've grown. My uncle is a rectangle, and my aunt is an oval. Grandma and grandpa are circles, and everyone is so jovial. Jovial means happy. I love my shapely family. Our days were always so fine. But when I began to go to school, I saw families different than mine. Do you see people that are different than you when you go to school? Maxine, the polka-dotted hexagon, had a mom and dad striped and square. So Maxine did not look like her mom and her dad. They had a huge house with a heart-shaped pool, and I wondered, well, how is that fair? Why don't I have a bigger house or look unique with dots? Thoughts kept running through my head of our differences, and there are lots. I wanted the things that Maxine had, but was that wrong of me to say? I asked my dad, can we have a pool? He said, not now, dear. Go along and play. One day, Maxine invited me over. We played with all of her things. She had a cat, a dog, and a bird, and a house that was big enough for kings. Maxine, I said, I love your stuff. You must never be bored here. Maxine smiled sadly and replied, I miss the ones I hold dear. Maxine explained that she was adopted. She lost her mom and dad. Her smile started to fade away, and she became a little sad. I hugged Maxine and told her, I'm sorry, I really didn't know. She looked at me and said, it's okay, but I think it's time for you to go. I grabbed my things and ran back home. When I got there, I held my parents tight. My mom asked, baby, what's wrong? I glanced up and said, I don't think I was right. I explained the things that Maxine went through and how I messed up our playdate. I thought I wanted all the things she had, but I realized that my life is great. I have two parents that love me so, and a beautiful garden to play, a house filled with love and laughter, and I can see my family every day. When I saw Maxine again, I gave her a hug and apologized for being jealous and coy. She taught me a lesson that I'll never forget, that comparison is the enemy of joy. Have you ever felt like the rhombus, where you had someone that had something that you wanted, but you couldn't have? Maybe you were a little bit jealous. Maybe you were a little bit sad that you didn't have what they had. But it's okay, we're all different. We all have different needs, and we all have different wants. It's okay to express what we want, but it's also really important to understand that we need to be grateful for the things that we have. And that's the moral of If Shapes Could Talk. And now for our activity today. Depending on where you are, again, just be mindful of your space. But I'm going to describe some things to you to do, and we'll see if you do them the same way that I do. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our hands and we're going to touch the tips of our fingers. Once you have the tips of your fingers touching, you're going to pull your palms apart. And then once you have your palms pulled apart, we're going to stretch our thumbs out as far as we can. Now, I don't know what you're looking at when you look at your hands, but I am basically looking at a rhombus in between my hands because I have all four of the tips of my fingers on both hands touching, and then I have my thumbs pointing towards me, and I have my base of my palms touching, like basically by my wrists, and if I look through that, it looks like a rhombus. It's okay if that's not exactly what you got when you tried to put your hands together or your fingertips together. because everybody thinks about things in a different manner, so maybe you visualized it or heard it in a different way. And that's perfectly okay. We should embrace our differences. And I would like to leave you with this question. What is something that you are super grateful for? What is something that you just absolutely love? Maybe it's a somebody. Maybe it's a something that makes you happy. Think about it. Tell your mom and dad. Talk about it. Don't forget to show people appreciation and make sure that they know that you're thankful for them and what you do for them. Make sure that you show everybody in your life appreciation for what they do for you. And then maybe do something nice for them as well. What's that? We know what that is. It's time to find out who our co-creators are. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me. Tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone. Tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends. Liam, Olivia, Noah, Emma, Jackson, Ava, and Ethan had fun today. Won't you join me another day? Thank you everybody for joining Reading with Rella B. I really hope that you enjoyed reading and listening to me. So if you would like to create your own stories, definitely check out my website where you can enter in a simple prompt and you will have a fully formatted story that you can read for a bedtime story. It can be about dragons or shapes, or it could be about feathers, anything that you want it to be about. You just put in the idea and it'll send you a story. Definitely need mom or dad's help and permission to do so. I would love feedback on the episode. If you have anything that you would like to share, please do so. Subscribe, and I'll see you next week.